All right, hey everybody, welcome to the Strong Winter Podcast, and I am your host, Tom Reber. And today, listen, I want to come right out of the gate with an ask. This is being released on March 6th, and I've got 2 days left. My son and I are in a YouTube subscriber competition. And if you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, where we have a ton of content to help you grow a stronger business and stuff like that, I would really appreciate it if you went to YouTube and just typed in Tom Reber, and you'll see my happy mug there pointing at a sign that says motor. And we would love, absolutely love for you to go there and help us out, help us win this competition, because we have about 2 days left, end of the day on Tuesday. So if you can do that, that's my big ask this week. Try not to ask a whole lot of you guys, just here to give you value, help you get stronger in your businesses and stuff like that. And, but this would mean a lot. It'd help my kid out, cause he's got to put some money in his pocket too, cause we have a bet, $1,000 bet here. So anyway, give us a hand with that if you want. Today, I want to talk about, want to get right into the meat and potatoes of this, because it's something that's really been on my mind over the last several months. And this and that, actually the last couple of years, a few years, but, and it's the topic of retirement. Now, I've never been one that says, hey, I want to retire and just sit around and do nothing. To me, retirement means that I have a choice of how I spend my time, because I don't need to work. I don't need to make, you know, X amount of dollars and all this. And I can spend my time doing what I want to do. And I'm fortunate to be on my way to that right now. I'm fortunate that I have a business that is set up and in a manner that allows me for the last, 15 years to coach high school football, that I have a family to supportive of that. And that is huge. I mean, I couldn't do it without that support, and I couldn't do it without having a strong business. Okay, so whatever retirement means to you, and whenever that wants to, you want that to happen, pay attention to this, because this is one move that can make you a millionaire over the next couple decades, especially if you are a young buck. Listen, I'm 47, and less than 10 years ago, filed a bankruptcy. Went through some really tough times. And so I've been there. I've been way on the bottom. Had to, you know, create my own turnaround and recovery. And we've done that. And we're on our way. But we're wiped out in a lot of ways. And it was tough. So I want to talk to you about some things that I wish I would have done many years ago. And if you hear music in the background, I'll be quiet so you can hear it. That is, my daughter is playing Minecraft, and so I'm just sitting in my kitchen recording this right now. So listen, I want to start by sharing some stuff from an article that you can find. I got this from The Motley Fool. It's a money site, and the article was dated January 1st, 2017. The author was Matthew Frankel, and it's entitled, if you want to look it up, I'll put a link in our show notes too, 12 Jaw-Dropping Stats About Retirement. So check this out. That would be my son, Tiga, who just burped on the air. He's sitting across from me doing his homework. All right, there you go. So, stat number one. 1 in 3 Americans has nothing saved for retirement. So a third of Americans don't have anything. 56% have less than 10 grand saved. And only 18% have 200 grand or more in their retirement savings. This sucks. The average 50-year-old has $60,000 saved for retirement. Not a big deal here, it says, when a 30-year-old has no significant retirement savings, because you still have time to fix the problem. But when you're 50, you're hosed, so you better get moving on some stuff. Only 18, let's see, that doesn't apply to us, blah, blah, blah. Only 25% of people say they don't plan to work in retirement. It says most Americans plan to work during retirement, and just 1/4 say they have no plans to do so. All right. 30,000 in student loan debt can mean $325,000 less in retirement savings. So if you're on the fence about going to college, maybe that'll help you. And let's see, the average Social Security check for a retired worker is only $1,355 a month as of November 2016. That's 16.2 a year. That ain't going to do much for you. And 47% of single seniors and 22% of married couples are almost completely dependent on Social Security. Check this one out. A retired couple can expect to spend about $260,000 during retirement on healthcare costs, just healthcare alone. And that does not include nursing home care if you need it. Now, a lot of you guys are sitting here listening to this going, that doesn't apply to me. I'm only 20 or 30 or 27 or whatever the heck. Okay. But here's what we got to, I want to talk through a couple things here. First is this, guys, you are working really, really hard. You're out here, you're trying to figure out this business thing, trying to build a strong business, a strong career, take care of your family. Please do not neglect putting some money aside and squirreling it away. Just like in your contracting business, you want to have some money as you go into every winter if you're a seasonal business. Listen, this season, you're going to go through many seasons in life, and it would be really nice to know that, you know, you're consistently working a plan. In our Contractor Sales Academy, one of our members, Annette Ross, she started a challenge in our group called Money Monday, and every Monday, everyone posts pictures or screenshots of them transferring amounts of money into their, you know, Roth IRAs or their stock market or a savings account or paying off debt or whatever it is, because if you don't put it on the calendar each and every week or month to pay yourself and take care of yourself, it's just not going to happen. You're going to come up with every other excuse in the book to not pay yourself. So hopefully that makes sense. Okay. So take some time, put it on the calendar, and I don't care what the amount is, guys. We have some people who are putting $25 a week in right now on Mondays. We have others that are, you know, doing bigger chunks and this and that. But regardless, the most important asset that you have is time. Okay, so the sooner that you start, the stronger your financial position is going to be later. Now, I am the furthest thing from, you know, a financial planner, advisor, guru, anything like that. I am not advising anything other than you got to get started. But I want to give you some math here real quick. All right, so check this out. If you just went to, one thing I do recommend just for ease of getting it started would be going to betterment.com, B-E-T-T-E-R-M-E-N-T, betterment.com. And if you use my link here, I get free fees for a year. So anyway, betterment.com/invite/Daniel Reber. Yes, my name is Daniel Thomas Reber, D-A-N-I-E-L-R-E-B-E-R. All right. So anyway, you can go to Betterment, use my link, don't use my link. I don't care. Just get started. But you can start with like, you know, $100. Just throw $100 in this account. It links to your bank account. And let me give you some a couple calculator things here real quick. All right. So if you are, let's say you're 25 years old right now at the time you listen to this, and you go, man, I want to retire, you know, when I'm like 60. If you put $100 in right now, and each year you put in the max amount allowed in a Roth IRA of $5,500 a year, okay, which is not a lot, guys. It's not a lot if you're running a strong business. By the time you hit 60, with you know, the average rates of return and all this other stuff here, you're going to have a little over $1 million, okay? You have $1 million if you start when you're 25. Check this out. You take that same $100 and you're 30 years old, okay? And you still do the $5,500 a year. That five-year gap of waiting costs you $400,000, almost $400,000. Now you're down to $673,000. If you wait till you're 40 to do it, it goes down to $272,000. So guys, time is the big asset for you. It's your secret weapon. So the sooner you get started putting money aside, do it. Okay. I mean, check this out. If you're a young guy right now, here's what one thing I wish I would have done. You know, some of you guys I know that listen, because you email me, you're like 18 years old. You're just starting your contracting businesses right now. If you took $2,000 and opened an account and did $5,500 a year from the time you're 18 to the time you're 60, guys, you're going to have almost $1.9 million. All right. And just put it on autopilot. Pay yourself first. I mean, let's break this down. If you go, let me get my handy dandy calculator out here. If I take $5,500 divided by 52, that's $105 a week. That is chump change if you're a contractor. I mean, crap, even if it's going to be hard for you to find the money, what if you went out once a month and did a project just on your own? You went out and painted a couple rooms by yourself, or you went and built the deck by yourself and your guys were on another job. However you have to do it, find a way to do it. You can find $100 a week, all right, to fund your retirement, because you're worth it, your family's worth it, your future is worth it, and you want to have options, you want to have choices. We don't want to be like, you know, the two-thirds of people that have nothing saved for retirement, nothing saved to have a choice. Now, I've also read some other things that are like, you know, the average retirement lasts about 18 to 20 years. Now, I'm hoping, you know, after I retire, I hope I live a lot longer than that. Take a sip of my coffee. Hold on. And well, let's say you live 20 years in retirement. You got to ask yourself, okay, what kind of lifestyle do I want to have? What kind of quality of life do I want to have? You don't want to be eating dog food. You don't want to be eating ramen noodles all the time. Now, you might not be a steak every week type person, but the bottom line is you don't want your quality of life to go down after you retire. So right now, if you are making, you know, if you just go, hey, listen, I'm going to need $60,000 minimum to live and to not, you know, have to be a Walmart greeter or some crap like that when you're retired. Take $60,000 times 20 years, guys. That's $1.2 million that you're going to need socked away somewhere. Now, there are other options. You can have a balance of a Roth IRA and other investments that I'm not qualified to talk to you about. You could set your business up. You know, what if you set your business up to run without you? Do you really have to blow your nose right next to me when I'm recording a podcast? Seriously? Go in the other room and blow your nose, please. Okay. Teenage boys. There we go. All right. But I get to pay for everything. So, yeah, we've had some long discussions over the last couple days, haven't we, Tiga? Had some long talks. Yeah, buddy. All right, man. That's right. When you hit it big time as a Major League Baseball player, you get that $20 million signing bonus. That's my retirement right there, right? Yeah, I'm not holding my breath. All right, back to the show. So this is real life, guys, in the Reber home. I don't even know what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, you could set your business up to run without you or with minimal effort to where you don't have to be around, and maybe it pays you 20, 30, 40, 50 grand a year. Okay, just to be the figurehead like the Queen of England, and you come in every now and then and you wave and you get paid. That's very, very real. But a lot of things can happen in a business that can sideline us. So don't put all your eggs in that basket. I had a long talk with one of my business partners, Steve Schinholzer, and we had a little bit of a debate going back and forth, and he actually won. And the reason he won is because I look at his life and I look at his financial situation, and I'm imitating a guy who is ahead of me and winning. So if you want to get better in anything, find somebody who's doing better than you and imitate them. All right, so he's done both. He's invested in the stuff that we've just talked about here consistently over time for 30, 35 years, whatever it's been, and he's building a strong business. Okay, so we can do both. So hopefully, guys, this gives you a little bit of a wake-up call here. Listen, this is why we talk about trying to get at least a 50% gross profit on your projects. This is why we encourage you to get the mentoring and the help you need for programs like the Contractor Sales Academy, because it's an investment in your future so that you can sell at higher prices. so that you can learn to be a better leader that can grow a business that can run without you. There's so many reasons, you know, so many ways that you can prepare for later in life. And those of you that are like 20 and 30 right now, and you think that you got a lot of time, you do have a lot of time. But here's the thing, man, ask any of us that are, you know, I'm 47, ask anyone my age, man, it goes quick. And not trying to sound like a bunch of old codgers here, you know, oh, back in the day, you know, all this other crap, all right? Simply saying that time is going to fly. And there's going to be a lot of things that you wish you would have done. I wrote an article the other day about, there was a quote that says, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. And the next best time is today. All right, so if you've not planted a tree 20 years ago, start today. That's the best thing you can do for your financial future. Love to hear your thoughts on this. Head over to ReberLive.com and weigh in over there if you want to post something. That's a Facebook page. And don't forget, it would mean the world to me and my son Dakota if you could go to the Tom Reber YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button if you've not already done so sometime today. In fact, pause this podcast and just do it. All right, so guys, with that, rock on, get ready. The busy season's about to hit you, and get your game face on. It's ready to go. Travis bringing those guitars, Motorhard.